That'll be the postman.
Hello, Greta. Busy morning?
Charlotte has stopped taking her feed.
One of the pigs.
Yes, I think she might be pregnant again.
Oh, well, that's good news. We'll have enough food to go around for the rest of the month.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
I was just down at Mrs. Wilkins' farms. They say the neighbours have begun to talk about your young master, Warren.
News travels too fast around here.
Well, it's not often that one of ours leaves the farm, you know, Greta.
I know. I never thought he would leave us. He doesn't know what to expect. But Father asked him. Warren's the new man of the house now. He has to send us back money just like Father did.
He's reaching adulthood. How old is he now?
47. It's his time.
Yes, it's about time he flew the roost and became the breadwinner of the family. Oh look, here he comes now. Young Warren, we've just been speaking about the good news.
Yes, it's quite exciting. But you know, I quite like to stay on the farm. I never wanted to become a rich city boy, you know.
Now, Warren, there'll be none of that. It's your time to become a young man and earn your fortune.
Have you packed my tindle, Mother? Henry's going to take me down to the road at 2 o'clock, and then I'll walk a few miles to the station.
I've wrapped up some things, Warren. Some work shoes and jam and egg sandwiches. And 2 weeks of savings in a newspaper.
Jam and egg? How long do you think I have to go away for?
Oh, hard to say, Warren. You know this farm's been sending young men like yourself up for hundreds of years. We're all related. My grandpa went up from 1927 to 1960.
Good grief. More than 30 years. I don't think I could. I'll miss the pigs.
It's not a choice, Warren. It's the calling. It's in our blood. You have the reputation of the farm to think of. Think of the farm. If they find another one, it'll be the end of the way of life for all of us. The whole farm's been bred for this purpose, Warren. It's why you're alive. There's not much money on the farm, thanks to the bankers in London and Google not paying their tax.
What? So you say you knew that this was going to happen all along?
Well, we didn't know, Warren. We've been trying to get out of this obligation for centuries. But it's what we're trained for. It's what we're made for. You've been trained on the farm all your life for this reason. You need to learn how to manage people.
Like you manage the animals, Warren.
I see. Yes, Mother, I see. The young boys and girls are just like the animals, aren't they, Mother?
We're all like the animals, Warren. Just like all the little horses have to go to their mother filly for some milk when they're thirsty, and the mother filly bites them if they misbehave, you're the new filly, Warren.
They're going to give me somewhere to stay, aren't they?
You'll be living in the porter's lodge, where they have a bed and straw mattresses. We send them the straw from the farm, don't you know? It'll be just like home.
And what's the porter's lodge like?
Oh, the porter's lodge is a marvellous place, Warren. They've got a special type of TV that shows you what's inside every bedroom. And you can sit and watch the TV all day long. They have the cockfights, just like we do in the shed every Saturday. And with all the porters from all the colleges. And best of all, lots of jam and egg sandwiches.
And will I see Uncle Bertie again? And my old school friend, Tom, who you said had to go away from the farm because he was a very naughty boy.
Yes, Warren. He went away early because he was a naughty boy for what he did. But he's a good boy now. He's been raised by the other porters since he was 13 in the porter's lodge. And now he's become the head porter of all the colleges. He's a very respected man, Warren.
Cool. Head porter. It's what we always used to pretend in school before he got sent away.
He rules with an iron fist, Warren. He's very different from the boy you used to know. Being a porter changes a man, Warren.
How do you mean?
Sometimes they send porters back to the farm, Warren, to be recalibrated when they break down.
Yeah, I saw what happened to Spiffy. He's so angry all the time, and he locked himself in his house. We had to put him in the shed because he wouldn't let anyone into the house unless he had their body card. Not even his wife, or his own mother.
A bod card, Warren. If someone has a bod card for a different college, you have to hit them with your stick. Tom will show you how to do that, Warren. Just like he used to hit people's bottoms in school. We knew he would be the next head porter from an early age.
How will I learn all the rules to give the students?
There are no rules to being a porter, Warren. It's like the time Spiffy went berserk and I had to chase him into the shed like a sheepdog. You just make up the rules as you go along. You'll be the head of the college, Warren. The most important person there. So you'll need to show it.
You're often a gentle boy, Warren. But I know you've got a wild side. Remember when you were 6 and I saw the time you threw a rock at that fox who was watching the chickens? You were so angry. That's when I knew my boy could become a porter one day.
That must be old Henry.
Everyone's saying I have to become a man and live with the other porters.
It's going up to Oxford, Heidi. Warren has to go away now. He's going to become a rich city boy.
Don't worry about me, Heidi. A porter never cries.
That's the way, Warren. A porter never looks back or regrets anything. Live by the sword, die by the sword. Spirit of the bull.
Why, Warren, don't forget your scarf. It's going to be a long journey.
All the towns gathered in the square to wish you goodbye, Warren.
Don't feel pain, Warren. Every port has wrestled the biggest pig in the farm and never looked back.
When can I visit you, Mother?
Don't worry about us, Warren. You'll have a new family with the porters.
Bye, family.
Bye, Warren.